one of the most conservative Democrats and one of the most conservative Republicans in the U.S. Senate, today unveiled their deal to expand federal background checks to include all gun show sales, including those by private sellers, and to exempt personal transfers between relatives and hunters. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin and Pennsylvania Republican Pat Toomey both said they want to protect legal gun owners. Toomey said he doesn't know anyone who disagrees that criminals and the dangerously mentally ill should not have guns. Then he went further.
I'm a gun owner, and the rights that are enshrined in the Second Amendment are very, very important to me personally, as I know they are to so many people across Pennsylvania. My record shows this. I've got to tell you candidly, I don't consider criminal background checks to be gun control. I think it's just common sense.
Kevin Cirilli, a reporter for Politico, starts us off. And Kevin, what's been the response from other lawmakers?
Well, thanks for having me. I think really what it comes down to is both sides are going to be able to claim victory. Now, it remains to be seen whether or not this plan would pass the House. But that being said, when you think back to where we were in December after the Newtown tragedy of Sandy Hook, we were talking about assault weapons bans as well as other, perhaps more stringent gun control regulations. This is something in which Democrats can now say that they got something done, but Republicans who have to appeal to the perhaps farther right who are more supporters of Second Amendment rights and reluctant to meet in the middle can say that they didn't get an assault weapons ban among those other stringent proposals.
Well, but you're staying with background checks. New York's Chuck Schumer, for instance, wanted background checks on all sales. And here we have limited sales, but more than before. And it was extraordinary to hear Pat Toomey say he doesn't think that expanding background checks is gun control. How has the NRA reacted?
Well, the NRA, perhaps, you know, they said that they would in some ways support boosting, if you will, some universal background checks or just kind of making sure that they're closing loopholes with them. That being said, you know, a lot of these laws are already on the books, and so it's going to be a tough sell to some Republicans and more conservative districts in the House, as well as for some of the NRA membership to get behind something that is already on the books. For Toomey, though, what's really interesting is that he is a senator in a purple state, if you will, and this is kind of a move to the middle for him. When you look at someone like Manchin as well, perhaps a more centrist Democrat in West Virginia, a conservative state, it's really illustrating, I think, the political capital, if you will, that the Democrats and a second-term president perhaps have lost and slowed down momentum since December as this fight has evolved with the NRA.
Well, Toomey and Manchin both also called for a national commission to prevent mass violence. But do we know more about how these background checks would work? We mentioned Chuck Schumer wanted checks on all sales. He has said he's happy with at least expanding it somewhat. But those who are against expanded background checks always pointed to record keeping. How do you do that? And who keeps the records? And is it a slippery slope to the government having a record of who has a gun? So was that addressed?
Yes. First of all, the commission that they called for was something that Vice President Biden and the administration had called for months ago as well. But to answer your question, yes, that is a huge common concern that we're hearing, and all polls indicate that the majority of NRA members are concerned that this would lead to a national registry list of guns. That being said, in order to enforce this, this leads to a really big question of enforceability and whether or not this would be enforceable. When you think about requiring someone to do a background check, well, that's all well and good, but how do you enforce that? And you know, how do you make two independent buyers who perhaps are selling guns within their community, whether it's a hand-me-down in middle America, to go and require them to pass a background check is something altogether. You know what's really interesting, though, is that Governor McDonnell of Virginia, a Republican, who, following the horrific tragedy at the Virginia Tech shooting, really did go on an outspoken tour kind of urging lawmakers to follow these laws that are on the books, to submit state regulations and state files to the federal government to include it in the background check system. These laws were already on the books then, but people aren't following them because states don't have enough money for the bureaucratic need to do so.
Kevin Cirilli, Cirilli of Politico. By the way, this background check is an amendment to the larger gun legislation bill. There's going to be a test vote on that tomorrow. There had been 13 Republicans swearing that they would filibuster it. There's been some weakening on that front. And today, the Wall Street Journal editorial board blasted Republicans like Texas Senator Ted Ted Cruz for vowing to block that bill. We'll check in tomorrow to see how that goes. Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.